So, your style isn't just about looking good. It's a powerful tool to drive your business forward, whether it's your website branding, social media presence, or how to present yourself at events. Your style can work as a lead generator. In today's visually driven world, an eye-catching look will draw people to you and good vibes. Listen, those are the words of our guest today, who's hanging out in the virtual green room. We're super excited here on episode 711 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to have Salifia Acres with us, plus size personal stylist. She'll be coming up to the mic momentarily as we get started. And today's segment is called Your Style is a Lead Generator. Welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the World Wide Web. Thank you for all of those that are watching from three different places in Facebook, those that are on YouTube, hey, YouTubers, those that are watching from LinkedIn or Twitter or Charvette.com, and if you are listening to the podcast version of this on Apple and Spotify and all of those great places, and Blog Talk Radio. We are excited to have you here with us for episode 711. Yes, you heard that correctly. Let me greet a few people that are popping on in. Hello, Dr. Val. Hey, girl. Hey, thank you for being here with us. Richmond, Virginia. I believe Detroit. Detroit is in the house. Hey there, Sharon. Great evening to you as well. Hello, Brenda. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, as we bring you all dynamic and amazing guests and shows, shout out to my sister Kim, my blood sister Kim, and Deborah over on YouTube, holding it down as always here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going to be talking about something interesting today. Your style is a lead generator. And a lot of times when we talk about a lead generator, you're thinking of, you know, maybe a free consultation, or you might be thinking of a complimentary download. Some of you are here and listening to this show because you had a free download or a lead generator from Mitchell Productions, our marketing plan. And so you were thinking about lead generators maybe that way. But today we're going to talk about how your style is a lead generator. So we invite you to comment as you're coming on in. Hello, Yolanda. Thank you for stopping by to say hello and catching the replay. We appreciate that. Hello, Lynette. We are glad to have you. Let's go ahead and introduce our guest who is hanging out in the virtual green room. Salifia Acres is a passionate and talented plus size personal stylist with over 7 years of styling experience in the fashion industry. Her love for fashion led her to pursue her bachelor's in consumer apparel retail studies from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Salifia started her career as a stylist for a popular plus size chain retailer. She found joy and helping ladies and helping women cultivate their personal style and break free of limiting beliefs around plus size fashion. Looking to be more impactful, she transitioned to corporate America, working for a major department store where she worked in one of their private label brands for special sizes. However, her heart was happiest helping people on a personal level. So she launched her own company, Styled by Sal, which empowers plus size women through wardrobe and style mentality transformations. And she is here with us live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we see you coming on in. Hello. Hey, sis there. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Charisse. Welcome. Coming up live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, put your virtual hands together for Salifia Acres. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, girl. Hey.
We are excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Wow. So I gave a little bit about your background, but I'd love for you to share in your own words, you know, any personal stories, any epiphanies, any catalyst that's had you go down this path of helping people with their style.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've always been plus size, no matter how active I was. I grew up plus size. I grew up in the 90s. And, you know, shopping for plus size clothing as a fifth grader, I was always finding myself in like the women's department, right? Uh-huh. And it kind of forced me to get creative and learn how to like develop my own style. And while this isn't something that I'm new to, you know, being plus size or whatever, it kind of like led me down the road to wanting to help others. Like you mentioned, I started working at a popular chain, styling women, you know, and a lot of them I recognized would always want to wear black or couldn't wear this and couldn't wear that. And I love changing their mind. It was almost like a little game to me. I just love like changing their mind and then seeing how much they appreciate it, like seeing themselves in a new light really, really touched my heart. And so that's why I went down the styling path. My end goal is to open up a size inclusive store. But right now, the quick way that I can start helping people is to become a stylist. So that's why I chose to be a personal plus size personal stylist.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. And some people don't even know that that is really a service that's out there and that is available for people because they just might feel like, hey, black makes you look smaller, so I'm going to wear black. And that's all size, you know, all sizes. Mm-hmm. But what is from an eye, it's like, I feel like stylists have a certain eye. You all can see a person. And so when you see someone that you're going to be working with, kind of what are some of the things that start, you know, coming to mind for you to help them?
Yeah, I like to think of the process as a co-creation. While I might have a vision for someone, I don't want to just, you know, dress them up. I truly want it to be a reflection of their personality, their brand, whatever they're going for. I'm just here to bring expertise and kind of guide it and to help them achieve what they ultimately want to look like. I know a lot of people think, oh, I don't know how to dress. But the truth is, a lot of us do at least recognize what we think looks good. And while we might not be able to execute it, that's where I come in. But you might be like, oh, I love this amazing colorful blazer. I can never pull that off. And it's like, okay, yes, you can. I'm here to show you how, but you can. But I want to make sure that your style reflects the things that you're interested in and your own personal goals and not just my goals for you.
Ah, so the story about this blazer, and we were talking a little bit when we came on air. So certainly on episode 711, we're on like every Tuesday live. So I'm always thinking, having to think about clothing. And so one time I was looking back on the replays and the recordings of the show, and I noticed I wore the exact same outfit, like not the same Tuesday, but like a Tuesday away. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I had the same outfit on. And I was like going through all this stress, like, okay, I got to think about, like, think so much about my outfit. And so I decided to not have decision fatigue for this show. And I saw this beautiful blazer. And guess what? I wear it every Tuesday on the show. And so it was something, the colors caught it, but it was me really not having to think about my clothing for this particular show and not be stressed that, oh, I wore that already, or I wore it too close, I wore it the first Tuesday or what have you. So anyway, that's the background story. So for those of you, like, we're live. So if you're like, if you're binge watching and you're like, did she record all these in the same day? No, this is my uniform for the show, and it helps me. So our topic, your style is a lead generator. You know, talk to us about, you know, your thought process around that, especially for business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I want people to think more of their personal style, and when they choose to show up a place, that their style is more of an extension of their website and the branding and all of that. I don't want people, a lot of times we put a lot of effort and energy into make sure our branding photo shoots look well, our website conveys the message that we also want it to be fun, professional. And I want people to also think about showing up as themselves, the same intention that they put into their website as that. And so with that being said, I believe that your style can be a lead generator for you in numerous ways. There's several different ways that your styles can be a lead generator. But like we mentioned before, when you show up somewhere, you're feeling confident. When you look good, you feel good. It's going to attract that good vibes, the good energy. And it also inspires you to like show up. Sometimes we don't raise our hand. We know the answer, but we won't raise our hand because we don't want the attention. But when you know that you look good, you're not afraid of the spotlight. And so that's one way that it could be a lead generator, by you sharing your knowledge. People are going to be attracted to what you have to share, what you have to say. Another way that it's a lead generator is because if you have a really amazing outfit on, it could be a conversation starter. I don't know about you, but I actually do not like small talk. Yeah. It has to come from a genuine place for me. So I'm more likely to go up to somebody and be like, oh my gosh, I love your bag. And then we can kind of like converse there. Or if somebody comes up to me, they might be like, oh my gosh, your sneakers are so cool. And they're like, oh yeah, you know, I actually wore these for my branding photo shoot, or I got these, this amazing deal. I love wearing these when I'm working with clients. And now we're like, I can kind of tie it into my business. And their next question might be, you know, what do you do? Or something like that. So it can really help ease you into those networking situations by having like an eye-catching piece. People will come over, compliment, especially if there's an amazing story that you could tie back. Like I have this 90s jacket. I'm a 90s baby, okay? So I have this 90s jean jacket that was given to me from my friends. And I get compliments on it because a lot of people haven't seen it. But like if you're a lawn care company and you have this 90s jacket on, you can be like, oh, somebody comes up to you and they're like, oh my gosh, I remember watching Nick at Night. And you're like, me too. I used to mow the lawn. I had to be done, finished mowing the lawn by 6 o'clock so I can get in and catch the rugrats. And they're like, oh, you've been mowing lawns for a while. Yeah, I mow lawns now. That's how I found my passion. I've been mowing lawns since I was 12. And now it's like a connected way to talk about your business. It's organic. Y'all can share laughs about Nick at Night and your favorite show, or you can talk about your business. And it's just an organic way to bring it up as opposed to the usual, oh, what do you do kind of thing. So I think it's that. And then and obviously you'll stand out more in networking spaces as well. So people will be naturally drawn to you. If you're sitting up there in a red suit in a sea of everybody wearing black or navy and gray, you have this bright red or bright pink or yellow suit on, people are literally going to be drawn to you because of what you have on. And then lastly, I wouldn't say most importantly, but a very, very fun tip is to use graphic tees as a lead generator. You can have a fun quote. You could have your business on there. But I want you guys to not just wear a graphic tee and jeans. I want you to elevate it with some style. There are so many different ways that you can wear a graphic tee. You don't have to just wear it, like I said, with jeans and jeans and sneakers.
Well, wait. I got proof, y'all. This is so good. Y'all, this is like a Oprah Life Class fashion style. Like, I hope y'all taking notes. Wait, because I gotta show this. And I see y'all's comments coming in. I see your comments coming in. So I went and swiped this from your IG. So as you're talking about the graphic tees, okay, great. I just wanted to have this visual. So keep going.
Yes. So this is a video I did, 16 different ways to wear a graphic tee, but honestly, there's so many more ways. It's a staple. I have a Leah shirt on, but this could very easily be a shirt with your logo or a shirt with an interesting quote that reflects your brand. It could be, you know, going back, I don't know why I'm stuck on lawn care today, but, you know, it could be Salifa's Lawn Care and its style, you know, with the red dress. And then that might catch their attention because the look is just pulled together. Or it could be like, I'll make your grass greener, you know, a fun phrase that people are like, oh, isn't the same, you know, the grass is greener on the other side or something like that. And so it can, again, spark a conversation. They're already drawn to you because of your look. They're looking to read your shirt next. I've had people stop me and read what's on my shirts because it's a part of the outfit. So it obviously must be intentional as opposed to when you just wear a t-shirt and jeans. So those are several different ways that, you know, your style can be a lead generator.
Oh, so good. So literally, I was at an event on Saturday. Shout out to Maya Harris celebrating their 4th anniversary for WOM, Women Owned Small Business, Women Owned Minority Businesses. And the stipulation, the dress, the requested attire was a t-shirt with your company logo on it. And then you could, you know, and jeans. And so I absolutely see that trend. A lot of people are putting QR codes on t-shirts. Ooh. But I love how you said like elevated. And I love the little clip that we showed of your IG. How can people follow you on IG?
Yeah, definitely. You can follow me at Salifa. She has it down here below. That's how you spell my name. It's beautiful. Salifa.a. Or if you're on Facebook, I'm at Salifa.a as well on there. And I have my website, and that has my social links on there. So you can directly just click those links and be connected. I love to meet y'all on the internet.
Yes. And so, I mean, the t-shirt with jeans, certainly everybody knows, but then you had the t-shirt with a skirt, then you put a blazer on it. So even literally, if you are branding your company at an event with the t-shirt, you can take it, absolutely, like, take it up. Let me capture a comment that came in. Lynette said, I remember when I first met Charette Mitchell, she had a blazer draped over her shoulder. Yes. And she had popped of colors on. Yes. When she entered the room, her style said, "I have arrived." Yes, ma'am. One thing about it, if you meet me in person, you might not remember my name, but you not gonna forget me. So if you act like you don't know who I am, you act like you don't remember me, you gonna know who I am. there was an article, Salifa, I read specifically about going to conferences, and we are excited because we have our seventh conference that's coming up here in Richmond, Virginia. We would love to have you all there. The Platform Builder, go to platformbuildersummit.com, November 3rd and 4th here in Richmond. But I read an article about when you attend conferences, and a lot of times when people go to conferences, there's a sea of Black, gray, like, I want y'all to pay attention. The next time you go to a conference, there's a sea of Black and gray. And this article related to styling was saying, no, you need to be intentional about wearing color because you're going to stand out. Also, if there's videographers or photographers, they're going to be more drawn to capture your picture in some of the event photography. So that was an article. I'm sorry, I don't remember where it was from. But anyway, any thoughts or comments around that?
I 100% agree. And for those of you guys that might be scared of color, obviously you can work with a professional, but there's ways to also stand out black and white. Maybe you need to opt for a pattern, you know, if that feels comfortable for you. I don't want anyone to feel like color, if they are truly intimidated by color, that color is the only way to go. But it's definitely eye-catching. Like, if you see somebody and it's, like you said, a sea of Black, navy, and gray, and that any color will literally pop out, whether it's green, white, but just know that it does help, and it is an easy way. And I would just encourage you to embrace color. It really looks good on everybody. Some people might have to find their colors that they love, but I enjoy it. And I think it brings joy and expresses creativity. And so I really do enjoy it.
Oh, I love this. I see some questions coming in. Cherie said, red sets you apart from the rest. So if red looks good on you, there you go. Let me capture this question. Hey, Timothy, thanks for popping in. Sharon, what a way to discover about your clients or at a networking event. Right. I think that was brilliant. You know, thinking about that, I was at a luncheon last week, shout out to Metropolitan Business League here in Richmond. And like, soon as I walked in, I had spoken for Black Street, shout out to JWC. And a lady walked, she's like, "I saw you do a panel at Black Street. You had this beautiful, it was a beautiful top I had on." And it was, shout out to Sassy Jones Boutique. Cherise Jones is going to be speaking at our event. So she remembered me at a second event because of specific, I want to say Afghan or whatever I had on. And then she said, "I actually went and bought it for, I asked you where you got it from. I went and bought it and for my cousin." And so it was like this whole thing. So that's like real life story. Thank you so much, Roxanne. And happy birthday, Roxanne. I think your birthday is today or was yesterday. I love your style, Chavette. It's definitely drawn me in, the brightness. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. And also Aisha is commenting. We love your comments, y'all. Just keep it coming. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go back to that Black, because I have a friend, shout out to Michelle Claiborne, if she watches this, Black is her thing, like black and white. Talk about if they just feel like that is their color, or even navy blue, because navy blue is in my brand. What tips do you have for people who gravitate more to darker colors? Any styling tips you would have for them?
Yeah, for me, because I'm not the best at always wearing just black. But what I would recommend is to incorporate textures. That's another way to elevate and stand out. So you could do something feathered, leather, like maybe it's a textile print. You can incorporate it like that. Another thing that I always recommend to anybody, whenever you're trying something new, one, give yourself grace, and then two, ease into it. So if you're someone who's always worn black, don't go and buy a bright yellow dress. You know, it might be scary for you. Maybe you need to start with yellow accessories, or, you know, and start adding color in small doses so that you can, and imprints as well, so that you can get, be comfortable with it. And just acknowledge how you're feeling. You can acknowledge, you know, ooh, this is a lot of color for me, but it's not too much. I'm going to try it, you know, and just baby step and take your time with it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderfully said. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to hear specifically for those that are maybe getting ready to update their websites or build websites, maybe having a photo shoot. We actually have clients. Shout out to my Platform Builder clients. We have a brand photo shoot coming up in October. Those that are getting ready for events or speaking, I want to specifically any other final kind of tips you have in that space. I'm going to let you relax in the virtual green room as we have this quick 1 minute commercial break. If you're brand spanking new to me, I am Charvette Mitchell. Here's a little bit more about me. Imagine what it would feel like to throw a spotlight on your business and draw attention to the great services you offer. Picture having the tools and strategies to elevate the marketing of your business. That's the mission of Mitchell Productions. We consult with women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them get more customers by focusing on their visibility, their marketing, and their branding. And working with us, our clients generate more revenue and increase their brand awareness. We do this in a couple of ways with consulting services, the Platform Builder Group Coaching Program, pop-up conferences, book collaborations, and the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell, your online marketing strategist, your overwhelm eliminator, your platform builder, and your confidence igniter. Let's schedule a meet and greet call so that we can accelerate your marketing. All right. So there you go. Love to have a chat with you. Meet and greet. Go to callcharvette.com so we can get your marketing plan together. As we are going into the fourth quarter, listen, games are won and they are lost in the fourth quarter. Let's work together. Let's bring my guests back up live here. Listen, getting love over on YouTube. Salifa, hey. Thank you, Carolyn, for being there. Hello, Maurice. Thank you for stopping in. And thank you, Diane Jones, auntie. So baby step. So we kind of left off where if you are elevating your style, working on your style, and you want to incorporate maybe more color or more textures, you know, baby steps. So, but for those that are getting ready, let's just say to either create websites, update their websites, any specific styling tips around that?
Yeah, I would just say when I work with my clients, I usually have us come up with some style words, about 3 to 5. And so this usually they come from your branding already. So for example, for me, I love to be fun and I love to be professional, hence a peach color blazer, you know. Yes. And I feel like that channels, and it has little cutouts in it, but you can't see that, but it channels the funness because it's a different kind of silhouette with the cutouts in the color, and it also channels creativity and professional. So I would just think of ways that you can incorporate those same things that you want your clients to experience when they go to your website into your clothing as well, and into your personal style. So that would be my biggest tip. Just keep that same mindset and that same intentionality that you have in your website, in your style. And then I also love what you do, which is having a uniform. It might be the same top when you go live or you go mm-hmm. somewhere, or it could be the same outfit formula, such as maybe you always wear jeans and a blazer, or you always wear mm-hmm. wide leg pants and a top. Try to make it simple for yourself. I understand if you're an entrepreneur, busy person, you don't want to spend too much time getting frustrated by trying to figure out what you want to wear. Yeah. I was actually at church on Sunday, and I like the quote that the pastor said. He said, and this pertains to life, but I'm making it pertain to fashion.
Absolutely.
But he was like, you know, the, and I'm going to botch this, of course, but essentially he was like, the difference between your, where your expectation is and your frustration and your reality are the measure, it measures your frustration. So the difference between your expectation and your reality is a measure of your frustration or whatever. And so I think a lot of times people feel overwhelmed and frustrated with their wardrobe is because they are expected to show up and would love to show up in the same way that their brand is represented. So fun, professional, sexy, cute, whatever the goal is, but they're getting frustrated and overwhelmed because in actuality, they don't know how to get to that level. And so they stick with what's safe and what's, you know, what works. And then that's why they feel frustrated within their wardrobe.
And they should hire you. So how can people hire you? How can people work with you?
Yes, yes. I love to set up a free consultation call with any listeners. You can do that via my website. Or if you go to my Instagram, the link is also in the bio. And you could go to my website at www.salifa.com to set up your free consultation call. And let's see if we're a good fit for each other.
Yes. And if you're listening to the podcast version or the talk radio show version, look down below in the show notes. And we have all of the links that were just mentioned right there for you. And if you're watching somewhere and you're like, oh, I didn't get it, it's on the screen because you might be multitasking, you might be cooking, you might be driving. It's on the screen, or charvette.com has a full bio of Salifa. All right. And yes, yes, yes. So I love this. And your website, that is the lead generator. That's the front door a lot for a lot of people. That's the place to be. So you want to make sure your styling is together. So events and speakers. So let's say there are those listening who are going to be speaking, or they're just going to be attending events. Both work really well to help you get leads. Any particular styling? We talked a little bit about it. Just want to know if you have any final comments.
Yeah, if you're, I just recommend also being comfortable. When you go to conferences, they usually are long days, and you want to make sure that what you're wearing is comfortable. So that's the other piece that I always try to incorporate. And again, it just goes back to intentionality and ease. And then I would also recommend, if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, versatility is your best friend. Again, I've worn this blazer. It's actually a set. So I've worn it with shorts. I actually worn it to that business conference that I saw you at. And now I have it on with jeans and heels. So blazers are definitely just as versatile as a graphic tee, and you get you your outfit formulas, and you start switching things around and swap out, you know, a pink blazer next time with the jeans and the graphic tee, and it feels like a whole new look to the world.
All right, there you go. And our last question we'll capture here. Sharon, I haven't found clothing that looks best on me in my brand color. So our brand colors are teal, burgundy, and white. The colors that look best on me are corals, fuchsia, and earth tones. I am recognized by the white cat eye frame glasses. Okay, so that's an interesting, that's a great comment, because from a business standpoint and a branding standpoint, and I know as a marketing coach and a marketing consultant, I am a proponent of clients having at least some photography in their brand colors. And so let me pop this back up. Any comments, recommendations, anything that you would say to Sharon, Salifa?
Yeah, I think burgundy will look amazing on you. I think teal will look amazing on you. And I'm sure white looks amazing on you as well, just from looking at your picture. Maybe not combine them all together. Maybe it's the burgundy suit with the white shirt, white and neutral color accessories. Same thing with teal. Maybe you have a teal dress. And there's teal is very in right now. I've seen a lot of stores with a lot of teal going on. And so I would recommend, you know, probably just sticking to monochromatic and not necessarily a combination. I mean, the combination could be with the white, and then you can always accent. I'm a gold girl, so I'm going to always recommend accenting with gold accessories as well. It doesn't have to be a burgundy suit with a teal shirt and then white. Right. Like, you don't have to do it like that. You can always break it up.
All right. Excellent advice. And the glasses are a part of your brand, so you can, you can rock, rock that. And maybe there are so many sites now. Maybe the glasses are in teal. Maybe if you're like the burgundy, I just don't, or what, the white, and then your glasses and your accessories, like you mentioned before, are maybe where the brand colors come in. So wonderful. The goal of our show, listen, our time is up, and I want to honor your time. The goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Salifa.
What continues to motivate me is I have a life that I want to live. I want to spoil my loved ones, families, and friends. And I believe this is my God-given purpose. And I've been plus size. I know the struggle, and I want to continue to help women overcome it.
Absolutely. And listen, the tips and the strategies we gave today, that whether you were size 2 or 52, listen, what you said today can help all of the viewers and the listeners that are coming on in. How can people connect with you? Where should they go? And again, how can they work with you?
Yes, definitely check me out on my website. It has the links to all of my socials. I am most active on Instagram, but I do pop in on Facebook and say hi. So you can connect with me either way. And I'm also on LinkedIn as well. But my website will lead you wherever you need to go. And that's www.saliFYA.com.
And they can do styling. What are all the services you have available that they can get?
Yes. So I have a closet detox, which allows us to just focus on the closet and bring that into alignment. So if you know you have great pieces, you're like, I just don't know which ones to get rid of, that's a good service for you. Or if you want to try what it's like working with a personal stylist, I have a socialite package, which is great for my entrepreneurs who have photo shoots, going on vacation, conferences. We're really focusing on just building looks, not necessarily in the closet, but we're just focused on building looks. And then I have my wardrobe rejuvenation package, which is focused on everything. We're going to hit the closet. I'm going to shop for you guys, and we're going to build looks. It's a 3-month or a 6-month option with that.
All right, there you have it. Well, this has been great. Thank you for all the love and the comments that are coming in. We appreciate you share this broadcast, this episode with a friend. And that is it. Thank you so much, Salifa, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Awesome. Awesome. All right. This is like such a great episode. So thank you all for being here, as always, for watching, for listening. If you're listening later, we appreciate you. And again, this episode, this segment 711 was brought to you by my Customize and Conquer Your Marketing 90-day one-on-one coaching. Go to callcharvette.com, and schedule a meet and greet call, and let's chat about how to get started so I can create a marketing plan for you so that you generate more revenue. All right, there you go. Thank you, everyone. Awesome. Thank you, Lady Di. Thank you, Glendora, for stopping by. And it's a wrap. We'll see you all later on the web. We'll see you later on the web. Hopefully some of y'all will see in November at my conference. We already gave you tips of stuff to wear. So there you go. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.